These are the security stories from Daily Tech News Show for the week ending February 19th, 2021. I'm Tom Merritt. A new report from Trend Micro details an unpatched vulnerability in the Android version of the file sharing app ShareIt, which could allow for file access or installing other apps without permission. Trend Micro discovered the app did not have adequate protections over who could access the app's underlying code, notifying ShareIt of the issue 3 months ago with no response. France's cybersecurity agency ANSAI said the Russian military Sandworm hacking group ran a campaign from 2017 through 2020 targeting the internal networks of French organizations running Centrion IT monitoring software. While it's unclear if Sandworm used a Centrion vulnerability or social engineering to gain access, once accessing the system, the attackers installed a web shell and backdoor Trojan that allowed them to take control of the server and access adjacent networks. The European Consumer Organization filed a complaint against TikTok with the EU's Network of Consumer Protection Authorities, claiming the app's vague and frequently changed terms of service violate GDPR and for tracking users regardless of age or preferences. TikTok said it's contacted the BEUC for a meeting to listen to its concerns and has developed an in-app summary of its privacy policy to make it easier to understand. LastPass announced that as of March 16th, users of its free tier will have to set an active device type and choose which type of device they will be able to access their password vault on between desktop or mobile. Current free users will set their active device type by the first device they log into LastPass with after March 16th, after which users can change the active device type 3 times before being locked into that choice. Microsoft has completed its investigation into its own SolarWinds-related breach and found no evidence that attackers abused Microsoft internal systems or official products to further their attacks. The attackers did use SolarWinds' Orion IT platform to access source code for a small subset of Azure components, a small subset of Intune components, and a small subset of Exchange components, but not the entire repositories in any of those cases. Scientists from the University of Illinois at Chicago published a paper for the Network and Distributed Systems Security Symposium about how you can use a fave icon, a little icon that shows up in the address bar and tabs and such, to track users who are otherwise blocking tracking. Most browsers cache fave icons separately from site data, browsing history, and cookies. A fave icon can therefore be loaded without being blocked. A site that wanted to employ this method would send a user's browser through a series of subdomains, each with a unique fave icon, before loading the page requested. The user would not notice anything except a slight delay of no more than a couple seconds. The site could then check the fave icons loaded from cache on each subsequent visit. The technique does not work in the Brave browser because of countermeasures developed after the scientists contacted that company. It also does not work in Firefox because of a bug. Google is working on a fix, and Apple is looking into the findings. Microsoft had not yet commented. Users can disable fave icons from loading at all as a countermeasure. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.